The title is slightly misleading. It is mostly about tips for the new employer and the former employee. There will be some talking about what if you're the employer that's losing them. Now, you've already heard a lot of it, and I'm not going to retread that ground. So we're going to focus principally on you're actually trying to hire someone out of a company, and you're relatively certain that person is going to be missed. In other words, we're talking about key talent. This is not every rank-and-file employee. You can apply these rules to everybody. I don't know that I would. Given the kind of the links I'm going to suggest you go to, this really was built in connection with and as a result of a lot of work we do in trying to pop executives out of a competitor. So keep that framework in mind. At the very end, we will talk about the employer that's losing the talent, but the focus will really be around the other side of it. Okay, so brief overview. If you're going to be hiring somebody that you're pretty sure is going to generate a fight, step number one is to figure out what they've got, what they've agreed to, and what you can do about it. So that is the broad category of identify and evaluate all their agreements. We'll then move into explicitly addressing the role of counsel. This is critical because a lot of times that person is going to have their own lawyer, and a lot of times they are not. And the rules as someone who is representing the organization that's hiring them are pretty specific about how I need to deal with them in those circumstances. We will also at least touch on the idea of joint representation, when you might do it, and why. Leaving and arriving, that should be relatively straightforward. This is how they can try to conduct their exit in a way that minimizes the chance of litigation. I want to be very, very, very clear about this. There is no cure-all that prevents litigation. That doesn't exist. But there are a number of things you can do that drive down dramatically the chance that you're going to end up in a lawsuit. On the flip side of that is how to manage their arrival at the new employer with that same goal in mind of not as much how do I minimize the chance that I get sued, but if I get sued, what kind of evidence can I have in place that's going to make it very likely that I prevail in defeating, at a minimum, a request for any kind of emergency or temporary injunctive relief?